The content presented in this broadcast is for educational and informational purposes only. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Invest wisely. The views expressed on this show are those of the guest and do not necessarily represent this station or its sponsors. You've worked hard for a lifetime to save and to maximize your investments in retirement. But are your investments consistent with what you believe? And why does it matter? If you believe that all of life is meant to honor God, stay with us. This is Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni, sponsored by Faith Investor Services, LLC.
Very few people plan to fail, but many Christians and Christian families do fail to plan. Well, it's a joy for me to welcome my friends here on the air, back in the broadcast studio, my good friend Jay Peroni. Jay, how are you doing today?
Doing wonderful, Tom. Thanks for having me, man. This is really exciting. I'm excited about our launch and see what the Lord will do with this ministry.
I've known Jay for about 3 or 4 years now, and Jay is an author. He's a fiduciary, a certified financial planner. He is senior portfolio manager for Faith Investor Services. And we are very excited about what we have to tell you today. And Jay, I'm excited about today's show. What's the difference between biblically responsible investing, faith-based investing, and socially responsible investing?
Yeah, things have really changed over the years with investors really looking at where they're investing. And people can make conscious decisions because money is power, right? At the end of the day, knowledge is power. There was a British philosopher that said this many eons ago, that knowledge is power. And that's what investing is about, is its power. Each dollar that we invest is a vote for something or against something. And as Christians, we should be voting with our dollars as much as we are at the ballot boxes. So when it comes to investing, there's a big confusion because there's a number of different types of facets. When you look at social responsible investing, it typically is going to be based on society, what society deems is right and wrong. And that's a kind of a moving target, right? If you think of what was popular maybe 50 years ago versus what's popular today. So society's benchmark can move throughout history, and it really is not centered on anything other than what society believes is acceptable and not acceptable. When you look at faith-based investing, it's a little different because it's going to be based on a faith. And what is the faith? That's the big question, right? It could be Judaism. It could be Christianity. It could be Islam. So when you talk about faith investing, you really have to look at what is the faith and what are they screening. Mm-hmm. Biblically responsible investing is a little bit different because the center of the investing is going to be the Christian faith. And what is the guide? It's going to be the Bible. So you've got biblically, Bible, responsible, what does God's word say about it, and then investing. So that's really the distinction. Social is society, faith-based could be various faiths, and then biblically is going to be the Christian faith.
Well, thank you for unpacking that, Jay. And this is very important. This is what sets this program apart. There are many, many financial shows you can tune into on a weekend and hear what's happening in the news headlines. But this program is unique in its focus. This is your place for biblically responsible investing. So, Jay, tell us a little bit about yourself. What are the important things about your life that our listeners should know? Like family,
for example. Yeah, I've been married to the same woman now. We were high school sweethearts, met in high school, and got married shortly after college. So we just celebrated our 25th anniversary. Praise God. You know, you don't see that these days with more than half of marriages, even Christian marriages, ending in divorce. So one of the things that I found was a key to our marriage, and I heard this stat when we went through some trials, and they said that the husband and wife that pray and read the Bible together daily, the divorce rate is 1% or less. And that always stuck with me. So my wife and I always try to every day do a devotion, read, pray together, and that's always kept us together. We've got four awesome, amazing kids. I've got two boys, two girls. One runs a sneaker store in Georgia, YouTube guy. He loves sneakers, Jordans and Yeezys and all the fun sneakers out there. And then I've got a daughter who's in college, her senior year. She's actually in Italy right now, believe it or not. doing a internship. So she's having the time of her life. And then we've got two at home, a boy and a girl, and teenagers. So we're quite busy.
It sounds like it. Well, I want you to know the Jay that I know. And because our financial picture, it's personal. It's about us. And as we know, God's ways are pleasant ways. So thanks for letting people get to know you a little bit. How did you end up in this world of biblically responsible investing? I imagine that was a bit of a journey.
It was a bit of a journey because I've been in the financial industry now for over 28 years, and I've been a Christian my entire adult life. And it really started with a client. You know, I never really thought about it. When you go through school, I have my master's degree in financial planning. I'm a certified financial planner. I've gone through all the rigorous business school, and they never teach you about biblically responsible. There was a little bit about socially responsible. It might've been a page or two, but there really wasn't a lot of training on what is socially responsible or what is even biblically responsible investing. And it really took a client. A client had been listening to the radio and heard a program on biblically responsible investing. And they were asking questions like, should you care about where you're investing? And what if your profits are impure? Can God bless that? And she came to me with a powerful question. It seemed so simple at the time. It was just simply, Jay, can I expect God to bless what we're doing here? And she was talking about her 401ks or IRAs, all of her accounts. She said, can I expect God to bless this if we're investing in things that oppose his word? And I was like a deer in headlights. I was like, what are you talking about? She said, I heard this program and they were talking about investing according to your faith. And I really couldn't answer that question for her because I never looked at it for my finances, never mind my clients. So I spent a lot of nights, sleepless nights, just wrestling with that question. And really it starts in the head and you start thinking, well, if I invest this way, it's going to cost me something, right? If I start looking at the companies I'm supporting and I'm avoiding a whole bunch of them. That was my first thought. You know, if I invest this way, it's going to cost me something and my clients something. But as I started to dive in deeper and started to look at it, I said, wait a minute, we serve this amazing God. He walked on water, turned water into wine, all these amazing miracles. If I invest according to my faith, can't he make up the difference somewhere, right? If I'm being a faithful steward, doesn't mean he will, but can't he do that? And I thought, really, he's really concerned about not only the big things, but those small things. So for me, it had to go from the brain to the heart before I really wrapped my brain and my heart around what is biblically responsible investing and how do I do it? And I found after that question, it really led me on this journey. And I found that you can have your faith and get good returns in the process. If you can't get good returns, shame on you and your investing process, not the biblically responsible investing process.
Very good. Thank you for listening to the program today. This is Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. Jay is with Faith Investor Services, and there's a lot of water under that bridge. We're going to talk a little bit about this specific company, what makes it so unique. You can learn more about them at the website, which is faithandretirement.com, just like it sounds, faithandretirement.com. Or you could pick up the phone, call Jay at 800-270-7310, 800-270-7310. It's the weekend, so leave a message and they'll get back to you during the course of the coming week. This is your place for biblically responsible investing. So you told us a little bit about yourself. Tell our listeners about some of the books you've written and why you wrote them and how people can get those.
Yeah, so I've written a couple of books on faith and finances, and you can actually get a free copy of my latest, which is 7 ways you can incorporate your faith into your finances. It's really about faith and retirement and how to be a better steward. And really in my journey, when the client asked me the question, Jay, how can I expect God to bless what I'm doing? It sent me on a journey. And I started interviewing everyone that I knew that had faith and had money. Those were the two requirements. They had to have some wealth and they had to have faith. And as I started asking people questions, I started jotting down notes. You know, what are some common themes? What are some key principles? So I wrote my first book. It was called The Faith-Based Millionaire. And basically, The Faith-Based Millionaire was looking at 12 essential habits to keep faith and finances and keep your faith at the center, because we know the love of money, not money, the love of money is the root of all evil. And if you fall in love with money, it can lead to all kinds of ruin. So how do you prevent that? How do you guard your heart? How do you make sure you're using money for good purposes? And that's really what my first book was about, The Faith-Based Millionaire. And then I wrote a companion book about just specifically investing. You know, we've had some very turbulent times, the ups and downs of the markets. How do you approach that as a Christian, as a Bible-believing Christian? What are some of the things that you should do with your portfolio? You don't want to be fearful. You don't want to have a spirit of fear. So how do you come up with some key strategies to navigate the ups and downs of the markets, the booms, the busts? And that's really what The Faith-Based Investor is about. And it's a self-published book. You can find it online, just about at any online store. And the new book you can get at faithandretirement.com. You can get it. It's kind of my latest approach to what are some ways today that you can really incorporate your faith into your financial life.
I love how simple you made that. I read it over the weekend, and it's 39 pages, if memory serves, and it's something that people can get absolutely free. Get your free ebook, 7 Ways to Make Sure Your Money Lines Up With Your Faith, by fiduciary and CFP Jay Peroni. Don't wait. You can get your free download right now while you're thinking about it. Or you can give Jay a call at 800-270-7310. And Jay, we're so glad you're with us here. So where are you based? What parts of the country can you serve?
Yeah, so I'm based in Tennessee, Cookeville, Tennessee, which is between Nashville and Knoxville. I cover all of the state of Tennessee. We've got a lot of good clients here. Also, all across the country, we are a SEC registered investment advisory firm. We've got clients, I believe, in all 50 states, even Hawaii. So I've got to get out there for a twist my arm. I've got to go to Hawaii for a client meeting, right?
Yeah, suffering for the
but
Lord.
We do,
yes.
Yeah. But we do serve clients all over the country. As a fiduciary, we do in-person meetings, of course, Zoom, telephone calls. We in this connected world can make it a lot smaller place through modern communications.
Well, we're coming up on a break. If someone wanted to call you and speak to you, is that possible?
They can, absolutely. That's the nice part. If you call to set up an appointment, you're not going to be talking with my staff. You'll get to meet with me. I'm a certified financial planner, fiduciary, as you mentioned before, and mm-hmm. we'll walk through your specific situation and see how we might be able to point you in the right direction.
Well, we are in all 50 states, wherever you are, from the tip of Alaska to the tip of Florida, California to Maine. Thank you for listening today to Faith in Retirement. We'll be back with more right after this.
This is Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. Now, you don't have to choose between investment performance and biblical stewardship of your family investments. Learn more now at faithandretirement.com or call 800-270-7310. Online at faithandretirement.com. This is Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. Now, you don't have to choose between investment performance and biblical stewardship of your family investments. Learn more now at faithandretirement.com or call 800-270-7310. Online at faithandretirement.com.
You probably fit into one of four categories. So are you someone who has a plan for the future or no plan? Are you a do-it-yourself planner? Or do you have professional guidance as you navigate the retirement planning world? And what kind of plan do you have? If you're not sure, we have a message for you today. I'm Tom Levine, and we are talking to our good friend Jay Peroni. And Jay is with the Faith in Retirement broadcast and with the organization called Faith Investor Services. We're talking about biblically responsible investing today. So, Jay, a lot of people were expecting an interest rate cut, but then the jobs and wage numbers came back this week. And what are the dynamics driving interest rates right now? How does that affect our listeners?
Yeah, it's quite interesting because last year, 2023, people were so fascinated with the Fed cutting interest rates. Even though the Fed was still hiking interest rates, there was these loud voices saying, the Fed's going to cut rates this year because we're going to have this recession. That's all you heard last year, the R word, recession, recession, recession. And it never came to fruition because the consumer was so strong last year. They kept spending money and everyone was expecting the Fed was going to cut rates because the economy was going to come crashing down. Consumer spending was going to come to a halt, and that just didn't come to fruition. Our team actually did not believe rates were going to be cut last year because we saw that the Fed hardly ever cuts rates when unemployment is below 4%, which it was, and when inflation's above 2%, which it was. And the Fed was very crystal clear last year that they were going to keep rates high until they saw the threat of inflation subsiding. So the market has just been so zero focused on interest rates. And with the Fed this week saying, you know, we're going to kind of gauge things, see how things are going, and eventually we may cut rates later in the year. They're calling for the middle of the year, but they're looking for a number of different factors. You know, are the job rate, you know, are more people unemployed? We look at inflation numbers, are they still tame? And those are the really key factors that the Fed's looking at right now. And they're predicting that they'll start cutting rates middle of the year, not the first quarter like everybody was expecting. So you saw the market pull back a little bit this week, but that was just kind of temporary. We still expect this to be a pretty good year for the markets.
Very good. You know, I was wondering if they were going to cut rates with an eye on the upcoming elections, if there was some political motivation to some of that. And I guess we'll find out.
Yeah, absolutely. You very rarely will see the Fed increase rates during an election year. So we know, you know, most likely the Fed's going to pause on raising rates, but whether they cut them or not and when they cut them, those are really the million-dollar questions right now.
Well, your company, Faith Investor Services, I've been studying it for a while now. It's really known for its ETFs, among other things. What exactly is an ETF, and why should our listeners need to know about those?
Yeah, so most people are familiar with mutual funds. If you've got a 401k at work or a 403b or any type of retirement account, you most likely have come encounter with a mutual fund. And mutual funds usually trade once a day. They're priced usually at the end of the business day. Your pricing is just that once per day. Exchange-traded funds trade more like stocks, where they're going to go up and down based on the underlying securities that are in that portfolio. And most of the ETFs are either passively managed, meaning they're following an index like the S&P 500 or the Dow, or even could be a gold ETF that owns gold. So these ETFs own different instruments in them, and some could be actively managed where there's buying and selling going on in the ETF. And some of those could be passive where they're just trying to have exposure to an index or an underlying commodity. Our ETF at Faith Investor Services is a Christian stock fund, and it's actively managed. So we're buying and selling about 50 to 60 different companies in that portfolio. We're looking for good opportunities that meet biblical standards. And that's really how our ETF is different from a lot of the other ETFs that are out there.
We want to thank you for listening to today's edition of Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. And to learn more about us, go to faithandretirement.com. As we mentioned before, you can get your free ebook, 7 Ways to Make Sure Your Money Lines Up with Your Faith, written by my friend, fiduciary and CFP, Jay Peroni. So don't wait, and you can get your free download right now. And Jay, that leads me to the other offer I wanted to be sure our listeners know about. Talk about that free portfolio screen. What is it and how people can get that?
Yeah, I talked about early how knowledge is power, right?
Yep.
And when you think about knowledge, and this is probably the biggest mistake or one of the biggest mistakes that I see a lot of Christians make, is they don't really look at where they're investing. You think about your life and how important your faith is to you. You wouldn't work for a company if you didn't believe what they were doing, right? If they were doing things that were totally against your morals and values, you wouldn't work there. Same with spending. If you have a choice, if you've got two companies, one's just blatantly violating your faith and values, and there's a second choice where they're not violating your faith and values, well, you'll go shop there, right? And certainly when you're writing your donation check, you're giving to causes that line up with your faith and values, you're writing donations, you're not going to give donation to a company you don't agree with, or ministry or organization that opposes your faith and values. Yet when you look at your investment portfolio, I see a lot of people, it's like a black box. They just ship it off. They send it to a mutual fund company. They give it to their advisor, and they don't look at what they're supporting. So through our screening process, we can actually look at what's in your portfolio. What mutual funds do you own? What stocks do you own? Are they clean? Are they dirty? And if you want to clean up your portfolio, we can do that for you using our software and technology to get you a 100% clean portfolio, just like our ETF. Our ETF, the ticker symbol is PRAY, P-R-A-Y, on the New York Stock Exchange. It's 100% clean. It's all clean companies. We can do the same thing for your portfolio.
I was shocked to discover that one of the biggest Christian denominations, Protestant denominations in the United States, had a fund, and it was not clean. In fact, it was about 61% not clean. And so you're telling me that you can screen and clean individual families' investment portfolios and do it for free. Am I right
Absolutely.
About that?
Absolutely. Yeah. And what we do is we get to know the individual. Again, this is not Jay's screens. We can screen for about eight different things, everything from abortion, pornography, embryonic stem cell research, activism, anti-biblical lifestyles, some of the vices like gambling, tobacco, and alcohol. And we can decide, you know, what's important for you and your family. What are the things you want to avoid? What are some of the things that you want to support? And as we develop a portfolio, we're screening out things you don't want to invest in and screening in companies you do want to support, ones you can be proud to own and go to bed at night feeling good about where you're investing and getting good returns.
What would be an example of something good that a company would be doing that you would invest in?
Yeah, one of the things that is really a world problem is getting access to clean water. Think about it. You know, you look at our country, we take it for granted. We got clean water just about everywhere. And, you know, look at all the waste with, you know, bottled water and everything else. You know, that's another discussion. But you look at access to clean water here in the U.S., we have access to it. But other parts of the world, it's one of the biggest factors in death and disease. So a lot of companies will come up with solutions, water technologies, how to get clean, take dirty water, make it clean. That would be an example of a company doing good. Additionally, there are a lot of companies that are coming up with life-saving or life-enhancing technologies that make our lives easier, that make us live longer. So we're looking for those types of companies that are making the world a better place and trying to avoid the ones that are destroying and harming our culture, our world, and our society. So I always look at it this way, Tom. There's good, bad, and ugly choices. Let's avoid the bad and ugly ones, and let's focus on the good ones. And there's thousands and thousands of choices in that good category.
We're talking to Jay Peroni, and this is Faith in Retirement. Thank you for joining us for this broadcast today. And Jay, what you said about clean water is so true. In October 2022, I had the privilege of going with my friends from Talking Bibles to Ethiopia. And these people in these villages spent all day basically going and getting water from a distant little pond and bringing it back to the village. And there was a terrible drought. So this is very, very important. So it does matter where you invest your retirement funds. Jay, can you talk a little bit about passive management versus active management?
Yeah, the biggest thing with passive is it's usually a buy and hold strategy. Most of the managers that I talk to, a lot of financial advisors, they're really not in the asset management business. They're in the asset gathering business. So a lot of times they'll sell you a plan, sell you a program, and it's kind of set it and forget it. You buy a mutual fund and it just kind of mimics the S&P 500. And the danger here with a passive fund like an S&P 500 fund is it can be very top weighted or very heavy in certain sectors or certain companies. Like a lot of people don't realize last year, the S&P 500 was up nearly 25-26%. But if you look at the top seven companies, they were up 75% last year. These are some huge companies. Think Apple, Amazon, Google, which is Meta now. A lot of these big companies, those were up 75%. So you have 500 companies, you take out seven, you've got 493. Those 493 companies were only up on average about 10%. So there's a huge discrepancy there with a passive fund where you're maybe taking a lot more risk than you want to. Last year was good. Those companies went up. You may not want to be morally invested with those companies. That's a different story. But financially, what ends up happening is those seven companies, the top 10 in that S&P 500, now represent about 30% of the fund. So you're really in a large cap tech fund. If that's doing well, you're doing well. But look at 2022 when things were going down. You were going down very fast, down 20%.
That's right.
So that passive management, you're not going to be buying and selling. There's no risk management technically in those funds. Whereas the actively managed, we're going to be looking at the markets, looking at different opportunities, buying and selling, and trying to find some of the best opportunities. So it's a lot different approach than that passive where it's just buy and hold.
Thank you, Jay. Well, we are out of time for today's broadcast, but don't forget, you can call now for your free portfolio screen. Go to the website, which is faithandretirement.com. Give Jay a call at 800-270-7310 or send him an email at jperoni, the letter J, at faithinvestorservices.com. Tell a friend about this outreach ministry, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. Do your family investments match what you believe? Call us now for your free portfolio screen, 800-270-7310. You can know that your investments line up with your faith and values. There's no obligation. Call and ask your questions, 800-270-7310. And call us today for a free retirement analyzer, a $750 value for clients with $250,000 or more. To get your free ebook from Jay, visit faithandretirement.com. That's faithandretirement.com. Investors should consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses carefully before investing. For a prospectus or summary prospectus, with this and other information about the funds can be found online here, KOCG or PRAY. Read the prospectus or summary prospectus carefully before investing. Investing in ETFs involves risk, and there is no guarantee the fund's investment strategy will be successful, and you can lose money on your investment in the fund. Shares may trade at a premium or discount to their NAV in the secondary market. The fund is new and has limited operating history to judge. Faith and Retirement is sponsored by Faith Investor Services, LLC. Learn more now at faithandretirement.com or call 800-270-7310. Online at faithandretirement.com. Tell a friend about this outreach. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.